Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. We thank you so much for joining us. Can't thank you enough for joining us. My co-host Mark King, he's been on with some folks, and I have a special guest of my own, Mr. Evan Barnes from the Commercial Appeal. Evan is he covers the Grizzlies. He also covers the Tigers. He's a man of many hats when it comes to Memphis, but he's been kind enough to join us. Evan, how are you doing this afternoon, sir?
I'm good, Sean. Everything's going pretty well. Just, you know, getting used to being, you know, talking about the fact that sports is gearing back up to be back. So it's kind of an interesting time, but it's very much a kind of a fun time after these last, you know, few months of adjusting to the new world, if you will.
Exactly. You know, this is definitely a new world, something that we're all adjusting to, but a new world that we, you know, we have no choice but to embrace and make the best of. So you bring up a good point there. I will get right into the conversation with Evan here in just a second. Do want to remind our Locked On listeners of our title sponsor, Rock Auto. Rock Auto is an amazing place for auto parts. It's got an amazing selection. Reliably low prices, all the parts for your car that you'll ever need. Visit rockauto.com for all your auto part needs. You won't be disappointed, and let them know that Locked On sent you there. So, Evan, let's get right into it. And you created the perfect segue. This is a new world, it's a turbulent world, one that definitely has significant negatives that are impacting all of our lives. And the most pertinent of which, you know, are just the constant, you know, unfortunate and horrifying reminders that racism and social injustice, you know, they exist. They exist at levels that we cannot have continue. Fortunately, there is progress being made that will allow for change to occur, change that has to occur with all the activities that are going on around the nation and around the world. Sports is creeping back into the picture, though, and there have been some concerns out there, even from athletes, that with all the progress that is being made for changes to occur to end racism and social injustice, while sports could enhance that progress, it also may take the focus away from it. What are your thoughts on that? As sports, you know, becomes more included in this world, do you feel that it's going to enhance or take away from all the progress that is being made for change to occur?
Well, I don't think it's going to take away from anything, because as we have seen in history, sports has often been one of the very agents for change, if you will. I mean, we talk about, you know, going back to Jackie Robinson, how that was not just a moment for baseball, but really for America. And Dr. King always said that if it wasn't for Jackie Robinson, Roy Campanella, and Don Newcomb, who were the first three black players on the Dodgers, you know, they kind of gave him, you know, more encouragement to, you know, he basically said they helped pave the way for him too. So I've always said sports has been an agent of change. I don't think it's something that can distract or do everything else. Like, sports has always been a reminder of when people use a platform, you know, good things can happen. We look at all the many things, like we just celebrated, you know, 4 years ago. Wow, it's been 4 years. Muhammad Ali, when he died, as great as Muhammad Ali was as a boxer, the reason he's become an icon is because he was an agent for change and being able to use his voice the way he did. So I don't think sports will take away from anything. In fact, I think it's going to enhance, because you have a chance to really kind of put pressure on your, you know, pro sports, the owners and the commissioner to make things happen. So I'm really curious to see kind of how, if and when, you know, things get all squared away, how that looks like with the NBA, because it looks like that's going to be the first league, unless the NHL beats it, to kind of, you know, get back going.
And I agree with you completely. I think that sports is one of the most, you know, it can be one of the biggest avenues to continue progress. Because like I say, the world is at a point to where it has no choice but to implement the changes to end these negatives and move forward, you know, in a more positive light that we all have, you know, to buy into, obviously. With the sports world being here, specifically the NBA, you know, we've seen some, you know, the NBA put in place the fact that it's coming back. And over the past week or so, we've now seen some players give their perspective on things. Kyrie Irving has kind of been at the forefront of that. You know, there's been, you know, not necessarily some resistance, but there's been, you know, opinions out there of, you know, not only making sure that, you know, the players, you know, certainly are the primary focus of the NBA coming back into play, but also making sure that the important matters that are far more important than sports are at the forefront of, you know, fans fans and things like that, even with the NBA coming back. Kind of your reaction to, you know, these players' opinions and, you know, the opinions of Kyrie specifically. How do you think that's going to pair with, you know, basketball returning and the hope that, you know, these matters, you know, stay, you know, as important as they should be, and that the players are able to, you know, fully buy into all that's going on?
Yeah, I honestly think, again, I think it goes back to kind of what I hinted at before, is that I think with the NBA coming back, there are going to be ways through the court or through, you know, the games that people can make that kind of statement. I also think that if guys are willing to, you know, make a statement by saying, hey, right now we don't want to play for that and other reasons, I think I understand where they're coming from too. I would caution that if they're going to be about that life, just because of what we're dealing with here, dealing with racism and systemic issues and police brutality and everything like that, if they want to, you know, basically, you know, punt and say, you know what, I want to do some other work right now, I'm all for that. But they have to understand it's going to be a longer commitment. It's not going to be something you just basically say, all right, I'm going to do this for a few months and go back. Like, you got to be about it. Like Maya Moore for the WNBA, for the Lynx, she was about that. She said, I'm going to skip this season to go work on criminal justice reform, and she helped overturn a case for somebody who was in jail. And Maya Moore was planning on sitting out this year as well to continue with that fight. So I think that, you know, when you see what, you know, what Kyrie and Dwight Howard today is, you know, Dwight Howard has said, you understand where they're coming from. And I think it's good to just kind of like let everybody hash these ideas out, because again, you have a league full of players, you're going to have a variety of opinions. So I think it's good to hash this out. But again, Kyrie Irving also said that whatever the guys want to do, I'm willing to do. I'm willing to say, you know, okay, if we want to go back, we go back. But I'm just speaking my mind right now. So I think ultimately, I don't think that's going to be as big a fear to everything as much as the coronavirus, because again, you know, I think it kind of, you know, goes back against the idea that, well, you can't walk and chew gum at the same time. I think you can do both. You can obviously raise the issues, talk to people, put things out there, but you can also do your job if you so want to. So I've been just curious. And again, with Kyrie, I understand where he's coming from. Again, people have brought up, you know, his past, you know, talk about, you know, flat earth or whatever. I think what he's saying is worth listening to just on its face. But I would just say that just, you know, sometimes it's cool to kind of listen to what people say. And sometimes it's cool to be like, you know what, it's okay. You don't have to comment on that, because honestly, you don't want to look like an idiot trying to say, well, these guys shouldn't hash these issues out. So I hope that answered that a little bit. I was trying to be balanced a little bit with that, as I should.
No, I agree with what you're saying completely. I think that it's more important now than ever that, you know, the sports figures, these iconic figures, they have a voice. They need to have a voice in this situation, but they also need to make sure that they need to operate in a way that where sports, the sports is a platform, and they definitely should have a voice, and they really need to focus on how sports and their voice can, you know, benefit each other. I think that's the best for everybody, and including them. And so I do think that definitely is the best reality, and a very, you know, and a reality that can definitely occur, to where these players, through playing their sport, they can put the focus and have the focus remain on the changes that have to occur as time goes on. Before we move forward, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back with Devin. We're going to talk a little bit about the new processes and procedures that have been put in place with the campus-like experience that the NBA is creating for the NBA season to come back. Being a Locked On Podcast Network host, I know a little bit about sports. Unfortunately, I don't know that much about installing new parts in cars or trucks. However, I thankfully know of a place where I can go get the parts if that need ever were to arise. RockAuto.com is a family-owned business that has been supporting their customers for over 20 years. You can go to RockAuto.com and find any part that you need. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for a classic car or for a new toy, you can get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered right to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and they're the same whether you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. You even can go and get the parts that you need and then take it to someone who knows how to install it, allowing for you to be in control from A to Z. Go to RockAuto.com locked.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On into the How Did You Hear About Us section so that they know at rockauto.com that we sent you here from the Locked On Network. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that you will ever need, rockauto.com. Welcome back to Locked On Grizzlies podcast. I've got Evan Barnes from the Commercial Appeal here with me. And Evan, in the first segment, we talked about, you know, how sports will, you know, what place will sports have in the world that we're in right now. But let's talk specifically about the NBA coming back. And there, you know, over the past 24 to 48 hours, a lot of insight has been given out about how the NBA is going to implement rules to keep players and, you know, personnel, all the individuals safe with the, you know, obviously the presence of coronavirus and things such as that. It literally feels like a college atmosphere almost, or an AAU type atmosphere. Your thoughts on, you know, how specific these rules are, and could there be any negative impact from, you know, how specific they are?
I think you said it. It kind of reminds me of like an AAU tournament where basically you get all these teams together, they camp out in one or two hotels or three hotels, and basically go at each other playing on the court. I think it's really going to be interesting, because my biggest concern was more not so much the housing and how the guys were going to stay and interact, and I'm sure they're going to be taken care of, but my biggest concern is going to be kind of how the league safety protocols are going to be for on the court. You know, how are they going to, you know, take care of the ball? Because obviously, unlike soccer, you're dribbling it more often. You're breathing on somebody. How is that going to be, you know, how are things going to change with that or safeguarded in place? So what we have here is really kind of a very good detailed sense of kind of what this situation is going to look like. I think that a lot of people were talking about, well, what if somebody leaves and, you know, goes out, is somebody going to snitch on them with that hotline? I'll be honest. I tweeted this out yesterday. You may not want to snitch that person out, but let's say they come back and you end up testing positive because of that person. Hey, you can snitch on them or you can fight them for giving you the COVID-19. I will snitch. Because I'm like, look, man, I don't want coronavirus, because as I've told people, it's like, y'all not paying my bills. So I think that's going to be interesting. But again, I feel like, look, some guys may not want to do it, but it's like, hey, I don't want to catch this virus. And we know that when Rudy Gobert was tested positive, there were some people who were a little bit upset behind the scenes. So I think guys are going to be willing to police each other, just because, hey, let's say somebody gets sick and you have to, like, you know, punt on a playoff series. They'll be like, look, what, think of the bigger goal here, you know? So I think there would be more positives that come out of this than a negative, I think.
And that was going to lead into my next question. You know, there had been a couple of hints at this, you know, kind of in a jokey manner, but it makes logical sense. You know, the NBA, in my opinion, you have a lot more close-knit fraternity amongst NBA players than it seems to be amongst Major League Baseball players or football players. It seems to be more of a bigger family in the NBA than in other sports. But there have been hints that, you know, there's never been a time in which, you know, all these personalities are all in place at once. Tampering may be a word that you want to use, but, you know, potential recruiting, things such as that. Do you think that there will be some of that going on? We're coming off a summer where we've seen combinations of star-level players come together more than ever. Do you think that this type of atmosphere will just make that continue into the future? Do you think that there will be some recruiting and conversations about future plans amongst the different players when they're playing each other?
I mean, we know that's already been happening. I mean, I would say that we would be naive to think that it has never happened before. And because guys talk, guys, you know, lobby. Like, I think about this because today, as we're recording this, is the 10th anniversary of the Lakers winning their last championship. Ron Artest went to Kobe Bryant and was, excuse me, Metta World Peace, you know, now, went to Kobe Bryant and was like, hey, I want to play with you guys, or I can help you guys out. Guys have been doing this for a long time. So I think it's going to be interesting kind of how those relationships get formed out there. And guys who already know each other, they may talk, they may try to get together for meals. They may try to do whatever. I think there will be some, you know, politic in here or there. But I think it will be kind of fun more than anything. Like, I would like to see kind of, you know, who's going to try to politic who out there, like who will be the guy. So I think LeBron at this point, he's got the team that he wants. Like, he's got the team he needs. Maybe it's someone who's like a mid-level team, maybe like, say, James Harden, or say, I'm trying to think who else could be down there, like Giannis maybe. Like, somebody goes to them and, you know, tries to lobby them to go to Milwaukee or Houston. I think that would be interesting to kind of see what kind of pull that Giannis has, you know, as the MVP and possibly the MVP favorite this year. Like, I'll be curious to see if he tries to, like, recruit some guys out there, because let's see what kind of pull he has, because we really don't know what pull he has, you know?
And I agree with you completely. It's going to be very interesting. I think that there could be a lot. I think it's a good opportunity. Like you said, more positives than negatives. It's a great opportunity, you know, in a world that needs positive. There's also a lot of opportunity for humor and just funny stories and things like that. While the focus should be on play and keeping everybody safe, I just want for it to be a fun-filled atmosphere and hopefully, you know, no big negatives come from it. Obviously, before we head to the third segment of our show, we want to get back to what we talked about in the first. The Locked On Podcast Network stands against racism and social injustice. That's why we, the hosts, are making personal donations to local and national organizations that are fighting for change. And in the month of June, Locked On is matching the total of all host donations up to an additional $10,000. To make your own donation along with us, please visit LockedOnPodcast.com/Black Lives Matter to make a donation. We'll be right back with you with Evan Barnes to finish up this episode of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. It's very likely that during your daily routine, you incorporate listening to your favorite Locked On Podcast Network show during the morning, during a workout, or during downtime. Well, maybe there's another way that you can add to that time to enhance it, and that's including a tasty treat known as Built Bar. Built Bars are protein bars that, unlike other protein bars, offer both delicious taste and health. Typically, you have to trade one for the other, but with Built Bar, you get both. There's a wide assortment of different options through Built Bar. I actually prefer the peanut butter, but whether it's during the morning, whether it's before or after a workout, or whether it's just during the afternoon to enjoy a snack, enjoy your favorite podcast Locked On Podcast episode with a Built Bar. You can actually go to BuiltBar.com. They have a wide selection, as I mentioned, of choices you can look at. They also have different flavors that you can add to your water, so there are multiple ways in which you can enjoy Built Bar products. For now, you also can go to BuiltBar.com, and if you use the promo code Locked On, you can get $10 off your first order. However, I can say with confidence it won't be your last. It likely will be the first of many as you make Built Bar a part of your daily routine. Again, go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code Locked On, and get $10 off your first order. So, Evan, getting back to specifically to the new NBA atmosphere that's there and the Grizzlies specifically, obviously, there was a lot of talk coming up to this scenario. You know, will the NBA, you know, basically, for lack of a better word, screw the Grizzlies, you know, to give, you know, more preferred talents like Zion or Dame, you know, an opportunity at the playoffs? They did the Grizzlies right, though. They made it pretty fair for the Grizzlies. My question to you is this. It's obvious that Memphis is fighting for respect. We have one of the best young cores in the NBA, but we're going to continue to need to fight for respect, you know, to really, you know, be a preference for the league. Do you feel that the Grizzlies have that potential here to where their status could elevate from a good showing in this situation? Or do you really think that doesn't matter much? Do you think what happens now will have that much big impact on the future? Or do you think this is just kind of out of an isolated outlier for the Grizzlies?
I think you look at it within the context of the whole season. I mean, this team wasn't supposed to be a playoff team, and now they have a chance to not just fight, but the odds are pretty much in their favor to get the 8 seed. I think that it'll be an absolute boost for them because, again, this team has been building for a chance to get to the playoffs, a chance to have that, you know, another crack at the Lakers, if you will. And whether or not they, you know, steal a game or not from the Lakers, if they get that 8 seed, I think just getting in that position gives this team a boost because it shows them how to play meaningful games in a playoff race. And you need that as a young team because that helps you build and get ready for, say, next season when this team is obviously going to have a year under its belt. The West is still going to be very tough. They won't sneak up on anybody next year. So I think that any chance to have to continue this season and keep it going is going to boost them just because you're still playing in the playoffs. You're still playing meaningful basketball. You're still, you know, proving to the NBA and NBA fans, you know, kind of what's happening here in Memphis isn't just a flash in the pan, but, you know, you do have a Ja Morant who's going to be a bigger star next year. You do have a young core that is fun and exciting to watch and everything else. So I think that this absolutely can help the Grizzlies just because, again, you're in the fight, and whatever you get out of the fight can only help you going forward.
And you mentioned Ja Morant. You kind of hit on a point that I wanted to also get your perspective on. In Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr., you've never really had the type of personalities that those two are in terms of their, you know, involvement with social media, their interaction, the potential that they have to transcend just the Memphis area and become relevant NBA talents and brands and superstars. Do you think this type of setting could give them the boost next season to really take off as, you know, not only potential superstars, but brands, personalities that all of the NBA know instead of just here in Memphis?
I think so. And I really see that with Ja, just because, you know, we see kind of what happened when he, you know, posted that letter to Murray, Kentucky about taking down the Confederate statue of Robert E. Lee on that memorial. It was a national story that Ja Morant, on his own letterhead, I should point out, wrote that letter or sent that letter basically saying to take it down. And I think to me, that says about his brand, if you will, that it's really growing and where whatever he does, people are going to be interested in it. So I think next year, I was just telling somebody earlier today, like, look what happened with Trae Young. Trae Young went from a great rookie season to becoming an all-star and being somebody who is, you know, one of the best young point guards in the league. Well, Ja Morant absolutely has the chance to be in that conversation next year. And I think with Jaren, you see somebody who is a personality, someone who is, you know, going on, you know, I think went on Good Morning America during, you know, last season was going on. He went on, he's involved with the junior NBA. He's very involved supporting women's sports. I mean, he's somebody who has the personality to just be a bigger star. So I think for them, playing more games and let's say both of them have a really good postseason, it'll only make things even better for them next year, because now it's like, well, what are you going to do next? And that's the best good place to be when you're, you know, two guys who haven't even turned 21 yet.
And the other side of the coin is this, and as we're wrapping up of this episode with the Evan Barnes of the Commercial Appeal, the other side of the equation is this to me, Evan, is that the one thing that's in place now is that every NBA team is probably going to be near full strength with the layoff that we've had. The Grizzlies, thankfully, are getting back talent such as Jaren Jackson Jr., Brandon Clark, and now they're going to implement Justice Winslow. However, this Grizzlies team the surprise they have been, they're likely going to be facing other teams that, you know, arguably are more talented right now. How do you think that this unit of the Grizzlies, with as deep as they are, which probably is one of their best assets, but with the fully healthy talents they have in place, how do you see them matching up with the other teams trying to fight for the eighth seed? And do you feel that, say the Grizzlies were to not, you know, have a good showing, do you think that potentially has a negative impact on next season?
All right, so the first question, you said just kind of how they stack up against the rest of the AT teams. I think when you add in Jaren and Brandon alone, this team stacks up very well because, again, they were able to beat the Trail Blazers with those guys, and we have not seen a full-strength Grizzlies team or full-strength Pelicans team face each other. So I will be curious kind of how that plays out, you know, if the schedule goes the same way, how those – Pelicans versus Grizzlies will go, because I think they stack up a little bit better. I think the Pelicans right now are a bad matchup just because they have the shooting and they have a great, you know, the great play of Brandon Ingram. And obviously Zion is a tough matchup, but I think, you know, the Grizzlies could stack up well if they're all at full strength. And with Portland is going to get, you know, Jusuf Nurkić and Zach Collins back. So that makes them a little bit deeper as well. But I think the Grizzlies, you know, again, are also going to be bringing in Justice Winslow. So they match up pretty well with them. And with the Kings, I mean, that's going to be interesting to see how they fare. And then honestly, with the Spurs and Suns, the Spurs know LaMarcus Aldridge for the rest of the season. The Suns today, Kelly Oubre Jr. is going to be out for the rest of the year. So I think those two teams probably are not going to be, they're going to be playing for a little bit more. They have to go uphill a little bit more. But I think the Grizzlies stack up well. I mean, at this point, you're in the fight, you got a chance to win it. And I think, let's assume that even the Grizzlies were to go over 8, which is very unlikely, they may still have a chance to get that 8 seed just because they have already, you know, a 3.5 game cushion. But I think even if they were to fall apart, I think it would give them motivation for next year just because, again, this team is a bunch of guys who just had that fire in them. Like, you see John Morant, when they were in that losing streak back in February, he was just raring to get back out there and kind of end the losing streak. You see how losing kind of sits in with him. And when he sets the tone, I think guys are, you know, feeling the same way where they just want to make up for it. So I think if they were to stumble, it would have a great effect for next year because it makes them hungrier. But again, if they do get to the playoffs, it can only help them. So I think it's a win-win really for them.
And I agree with you completely. I think that that's the beautiful part of this is that because of the Grizzlies' surprise success this season, they've kind of put themselves where, you know, they have nothing to lose. And so I really think, like you said, you know, no matter what the outcome that occurs, if they succeed, that's motivation. If they don't succeed, that's motivation. Either way, they're going to have the momentum that they need going into next season, and that's definitely a good thing for such a young and talented team, more talented than any of us really could have predicted. Evan, again, can't thank you so much for joining us today. I will ask this, just give us some ideas of what you got going on. I know you've been busy with a lot of Memphis Tiger news coming out today, but what do you have going on? Where can people find your work and any projects you've got coming up for the summer?
Sure. I mean, you can check out, you know, commercialappeal.com. We'll have plenty on the Grizzlies as, you know, things start getting back up. Obviously, we got some stuff coming up on, you know, the one-year anniversary of Ja Morant being drafted, so you can stay tuned for some things for that coming up in the next few days. With the Tigers, obviously, they got the new practice facility, football facility finally up and running, so we have some great content there. So stay tuned to commercialappeal.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Evan_B. And we'll just have stuff coming up in turn as we, you know, get more sports back.
He's Evan Barnes. My name is Sean Coleman. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on Locked On Grizzlies. We'll see you here soon.